and the marvelous rose became crimson, like the rose of the eastern sky. Crimson was the girdle of petals, and crimson as a ruby was the heart. But the nightingale's voice grew fainter, and her little wings began to beat, and a film came over her eyes. Fainter and fainter grew her song, and she felt something choking her in her throat. Then she gave one last burst of music. The white moon heard it, and she forgot the dawn and lingered on in the sky. The red rose heard it, and it trembled all over with ecstasy, and opened its petals to the cold morning air. It floated through the reeds of the river, and they carried its message to the sea. "Look! Look!" cried the tree. "The rose is finished now." But the nightingale made no answer, for she was lying dead in the long grass, with the thorn in her heart. And at noon, the student opened his window and looked out. "Why, what a wonderful piece of luck," he cried. "Here is a red rose. I've never seen any rose like it in all my life. Ha, 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 ha. It's so beautiful that I'm sure it has a long Latin name." And he leaned down and plucked it. Then he put on his hat and ran to the professor's house with the rose in his hand.